Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, February 27th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. You were right again. Strange illnesses in Ohio, Tennessee leading the way against drag shows, and more importantly, the mutilation of children. And American Girl dolls making a whole new generation feel very old. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, add it to the list. You were kicked off social media for saying that your immunity is stronger after an infection than from the vaccine. You lost family members when you insisted that mask mandates do nothing. Now, both of those confirmed by everyone to be true. Add a new one to the list. A new report from the Department of Energy saying that COVID likely came from a laboratory leak. Oh, do you remember the days and all the times that you were called an absolute idiot for suggesting that completely logical conclusion? I'm reminded of a CNN article, April 2020, nearly 30% of the U.S. believe a coronavirus theory that's almost certainly not true. That CNN article said, misinformation is king. And now it's, of course, true. The question now is, will we ever hold China accountable? No, is the answer, we won't. Those same kind of experts say that the air and water are safe in East Palestine, but now 3.5 weeks later, illnesses are starting to become more obvious. One 45-year-old man said, my voice sounds like Mickey Mouse. My normal voice is low. It's hard to breathe, especially at night. My chest hurts so much at night, I feel like I'm drowning. I cough up phlegm a lot. Doctors say I definitely have chemicals in me, but there's no one in town who can run the toxicology test to find out which ones there are. Lawsuits abound. One of the main questions is, did the train company burn these chemicals because it was the right decision or because it would be cheaper than cleaning up the mess out of the ground? Tennessee leading the charge. Tennessee is the first state to ban puberty blockers and what used to be called sex change surgery, which is impossible. You can't change your sex, but it's now called gender affirming care for kids. And you'll also hear people say it bans drag shows. It doesn't. It just requires them to be in age restricted venues. So it bans drag shows for kids and increasingly drag shows with kids. One headline from The Independent in England: why the Tennessee ban on drag shows should terrify us all. American Girl dolls adding a new historical doll to the collection. This is a girl who's living in the 90s. You can buy a Tamagotchi toy, a desk with a clunky gray computer, and a portable CD player, probably with anti-skip protection technology. So if you were a kid in the 90s, you are now, according to American Girl, considered historical. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I read a lot. I read articles, I read books, I'm a reader, I'm not a TV watcher, and I think my reading has brought me a lot of information that's very useful in my life, and here's something I found out that might be useful in your life. So apparently, most Americans are very anxious, right? We're tense. And one of the reasons we're tense is that we feel overwhelmed. There's so much stuff going on in our lives, particularly if we're raising children or we have a very stressful job. So the article said, if you, the American person, lay out your day before it happens, say the night before, you lay out a schedule, either write it down or whatever, your tension level will drop because you will know what is expected of you and when you should be doing whatever it is that is expected of you. So you'll have a schedule. Now, this sounds simple, but in my life, it's worked because I get frazzled sometimes. There's stuff coming at me all the time. But if I have my little schedule and I say, okay, I got a half an hour before I do this, and I got to do that at 4 p.m., I have a little bit more control over my life, and that's what it's all about. When you lose control of your life, you get tense, you get angry, you get frustrated. The more control you have over day-to-day activities, the better and happier your life will be. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. Now let's go to the mail. Kathleen, how did Obama not get 12 million plus votes from the minority community like Biden? Because the votes weren't for Biden. They were against Trump. I don't know why you guys don't understand this. Okay? So it wasn't that the minority communities in the major cities were voting for Biden. They were voting against Trump because he was demonized in those communities. And they came out in droves, pardon the cliche. Sarah Shaver, thank you for speaking about repentance and forgiveness, O'Reilly. It's not spoken about enough, even in churches, in my opinion. So for you to speak on these critical topics on your worldwide platform gives me hope for society. Look, all I can tell you is what I do, okay? And now I had a lot of questions about what I'm giving up for Lent, okay? And I'm not giving up anything, but I am doing something. Every day I'm doing a random act of kindness, going out of my way. Something, you know, if I try to be a kind person anyway, but now I'm looking, I'm investigating to try to do kindness every day. So I got to do 40. Some days I don't find one, but I got to do 40 of them because 40 days of Lent. So 40 random acts of kindness, helping people out. That's my Lenten thing. It's better than giving up Haagen-Dazs, which I've cut back drastically on because of the sugar, but I still love it. Charles, Pope Francis gave President Biden a pass on the abortion question. We don't know that. The Pope talked to Biden in private. Now, Joe Biden has not been sanctioned because the Catholic Church doesn't want to get into politics. But we don't know with Pope Francis what he did, and it's not fair to make that accusation. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. More than 2 million Americans descended on New Orleans last week to celebrate the oldest party in the country. The festivities included 200 carnival floats and 25 million pounds of colored beads. Here is the story of Mardi Gras. While Americans have celebrated Mardi Gras for hundreds of years, the tradition goes back to the Roman Empire. The feast started as a festival honoring Saturn, the god of agriculture. There was gift giving, gambling, excessive partying, animal sacrifice. Those Romans were a blast. Anyway, early Christians also adopted the pagan party as a way to blow off steam before Lent. They called it Carnival, Latin for farewell to meat. But it was the French who named it Mardi Gras, or Fat Tuesday, a day to clean out the cupboard of excess food and alcohol before fasting begins on Ash Wednesday. In the late 17th century, Mardi Gras crossed the Atlantic when a group of French explorers set up camp 60 miles west of present-day New Orleans. They named the spot Point du Mardi Gras and threw a small party. Today, three U.S. states officially celebrate the holiday: Louisiana, Florida, Alabama. Mobile was the first city to have an official Mardi Gras celebration back in 1703. For a more authentic experience, head down to the bayou. Terrebonne Parish still celebrates the festivities in French, the native language of more than a third of all residents in Cajun country. And here's something else you might not know. While 2 million tourists are great for business, they are really bad for the environment. The New Orleans Sanitation Department removes 100 tons of garbage from city streets during Mardi Gras. The biggest polluter, cans of beer. Public intoxication is legal in the Big Easy, but glass bottles are banned. Let the good times roll, but repent during Lent. That rhymes. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.